Check out this clip from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. Words, man.
What he's saying doesn't affect me. Unless you come to me and say, hey, F you, then that's a different story. But it's just words. If it, his parents probably don't care because they do it. They see it. I cuss here all the time. I try not to, but it happens.
The very fact that you try not to, whether you realize
it or not. And when I try not to, it comes out even more. I walk around the house with like Tourette syndrome, just yelling out random stuff.
There is something innate in you, something inside of you, whether you realize it or not, that knows that is wrong. Now, you might argue back, you might push back right now and say, Steve, you're out of your mind. You're out of your
mind. Well, no, I'm not saying that it's wrong.
That is not. There's something in you, Billy, that whether you want to believe it or not, there's something in you when you curse or use profanity that says that this is wrong. And I know you're going to rail against that. You're going to push back on it. But I'm telling you, if you did not believe that there's something wrong, you would do it all the time.
No, before Liam was born, I'd said it all the time. Listen, I don't care about the profanity. I don't care about homework. Just, like, it's not a big deal. Okay? My kid's not doing work at home from school because the teacher's lazy. He does it there. He's not doing homework. He cusses. So be it. It's just words. Who cares? And as you get older, and I still feel that way about who cares. But he has to care. So he plays his video games. If I hear one of his friends yelling and cussing on there, well, you're not going to hang out with that kid. That kid could be awesome. But he also could be a boy being a boy when no one's around. But I take it, what's my phrase here? Perception is reality. If I hear some kid yelling and screaming and cussing, I assume he's a bad little kid. But it could be a boy being a boy.
But listen to what you just said. You're making an assumption about a kid who's using profanity.
Yes.
This is on your own. This is your own prejudices that are saying
it's not a prejudice because I don't know the kid. You're being told all the time profanity's bad.
Billy, you're making my argument for me. I'm not even using prejudice in this sense as a negative. I'm saying that already within you, you know that I shouldn't be hearing this from a child, right? So, again, it goes back to my point. There's something that's not right about it. There's something that's inherently wrong about it. And look,
it's only wrong because we're told it's wrong.
I'll take it. But you know who told us it's wrong?
No, I don't.
God.
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did.
I think he has other things to worry about than how people talk.
But that's the issue. That is the issue. That people take God as this distant person. You know, like, he's got his mind. He's such a little God. He's such a minute figure that he cannot possibly be concerned with whether we curse or not, because he's got so much going on. And my question to you, or my rebuttal to that, is like, hold on a second. If there's a God, right, which you know how I feel about this, right?
Yeah.
But if there's a God that could build this universe, that can take all this disorder and actually make it a symphony, is there really a limit to what he can do? Is there really a limit in what, if he says that I am concerned with a grain of salt, is that really something that he can't do? Are we putting the restrictions on him? Because what I'm saying to you is that no, my rhetorical response to that is that no, there is no limit. If he could take this disorder and make it a symphony, then there's nothing that he can't do. And if he cares about how we speak, then he cares about how we speak. I'm not going to say that he's so big and he's got so much going on that he doesn't care about how we speak. That's the idea of this distant God, someone who doesn't know us, who only is concerned for us on a micro level, on a macro level in terms of, let's say, human race, but not Billy specifically. And what I'm saying to you is like, no, the God, the Christian God, is a very relational God. He cares about Billy specifically. He cares about Steve specifically. In fact, Steve and Billy could be speaking to him at the same time, and he can be carrying a conversation on with us individually without batting an eyelash, without even, oh, what did you say, Billy? Of course not, because he's that big. And he's the one that sets the morality. He's the standard of morality. And he's saying, like, you're my people. You're my children. Just like you don't want Liam to curse, he's saying, his children, I don't want you to curse.
I don't mind if Liam curses. My concern is how other people perceive him. You can say what he wants. I'm instilling it and people are going to judge you. And I use an example of his friends. I saw his kid text this X, Y, and Z. I don't know this kid. I'm seeing the words next to his name. I'm assuming this kid is a punk. He could be a great kid, but he could be doing boys or boys type stuff. You know what I mean? So I tell Liam, listen, just FYI, these people don't know you. If they walk into the room and hear you yelling and screaming and calling some kid an idiot, you suck, you're the worst, they're going to think you're a jerk. You're not a jerk, but in this moment you are, and that's how they're going to perceive you to be. So be aware of that. There are consequences for what you say. That's how I look at it. But if you, I've told you, when I work with kids, if you're going to cuss, cuss. Don't cuss at someone. That's when you're going to get in trouble.
Really, what amazes me is that you don't see the incongruousness of this argument.
No, I see. I understand what you're saying. Life ebbs and flows. I know what I'm saying. I know what I feel. I know it's going to change, and that's not a big deal. At the end of the day, my kid has to know people are going to judge him, whether it's true or not, whether it's off words or not.
But here's what I'm saying.
And you have to not really care.
Here's what I'm saying. And I realize that I see that you like diverted away from the DD conversation when you went back to I don't care if Liam curses, because I'm taking it to a higher level, and I'm saying like this is the starting point. Everything trickles down from that. But if I'm saying this, it's at face value. But if I take it to where you are, right, on this level, what I'm saying to you is that you recognize that there's a judgment that happens.
Yeah.
Based on him using profanity, yes. Right? There's a judgment.
And up until a certain age, my job is to protect him.
But that judgment doesn't stop, right?
Well, who cares?
Well, no, you do care.
As a kid, when he's old, make his own decision, say what you want.
You can say what you want, but let me ask you a different way. If you knew that Liam grows up to be an adult that uses profanity at will and that it has an adverse effect on him, would that upset you? Would that bother you?
No, he made his choice.
No, it would bother you.
No, it wouldn't. You can't ask someone a question and tell them the answer. It wouldn't.
Listen, I'm saying...
Because one, I cuss at will, but I also know when to turn it off.
You know how to turn it off, but I say cuss at will. So that means that turning it off is... Knowing when to turn it off is not cussing at will. I'm saying like a person like the kid that...
Find me some guy named Will, I'm going to go cuss at him.
Find me... I don't think, and I've
listen. I've told you this a thousand times.
I've given you compliments on the show before, when I told you that I love the way that you love your family. I love your family unit beyond your nucleus. Like it goes beyond you, right?
Family dinners and stuff.
Everything.
Like
everything. I just love it. I envy it. I want to have that lifestyle when my kids get older. So the reason that I'm rejecting what you're saying is not because I just want to argue with you. I'm saying that there's something deeper here. And you know we don't have to agree. That's neighborly discourse where we'll talk about something and we're not going to agree. And this is clearly a place that we're not going to agree. But I know that you want your kids to be successful. And if your kids, if there's anything that your kids are doing, and I say kids, I'm not talking about because of their age right now, in life, if they're doing anything that can cause them not to be successful, I know that's going to bother you. And that, does it bother you? We've had this conversation before. I'm saying bother, it might be, let me frame it differently. Not bother in a sense where you're going to cry and lose sleep over it. That's not the kind of bother that I'm saying. I'm saying the kind of bother where you would want and hope and inspire for something more for your kids.
Yeah, I would want and hope and aspire for something more for my kids.
Aspire, excuse me.
I would want that, yes. I would hope that I did enough throughout their lives growing up, that when they were off on their own, they can make their own decisions. Part of me using profanity is my inability to control it at times. The other part of it is it's words, get over it. Another part is that, listen, you see me out talking with people, I laugh, I chuckle, I don't use profanity. When I'm home, I'm a different person. You have to be able to adapt. Everybody has on a different face when they go outside, no matter what they say. Can you adapt, or are you going to be the guy, to your point, yelling and cussing and screaming, looking like an idiot, and no one's going to take you seriously? Are you going to be able to make it through society? Society is cussing. Society is not. Society is believing God. Society is not. Can you roll with the punches? That's what I believe. That's how I make it through the day.